This is a podcast from the BBC.
So this is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a Halloween special. It's not really. You get a game of Halloween, which is actually the Who game, let's be honest, but dressed up as some kind of Halloween feature where it's not. Scarlett Moffat is appearing, though.
Yeah, and we should point out that's not 'cause Halloween. That was just a good booking to have on the show. Two aren't connected. It's not a Halloween special because she's on it. That would be offensive.
Yeah. Also, we find Britain's most haunted person, the person that's been ghosted the most at the time when ghosts are most prevalent. The peak geekery from the Wapple launch last night, and why pumpkin guts really aren't for me. Okay, we've got a Halloween show for you. It's Scott here on Radio 1 with Chris.
Yeah, but what do you mean by a Halloween show? Because, you know, I've been watching some of the TV shows on today. I just think it gets a bit ridiculous when it's Halloween. I saw a bit of This Morning on someone's computer. Right, I shouldn't have been watching it, I don't think, but they were watching it. And it was just ludicrous. Everyone in fancy dress.
Yeah, that's too much.
Fancy dress to work on Halloween day? What's the rules there?
I just feel that Halloween is now just an Instagram game.
Oh, so it's just for the likes?
It's just for the likes.
So you've got to be more creative than ever.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of very lazy radio and TV around Halloween. So what I'm doing is just saying it's Halloween and we've got a Who game. Which is basically still the Who game. But because Halloween, we're calling it Halloween.
Yes.
And that'll be with Scarlett Moffat. Scary Scarlett.
I hate it.
I did it on Strictly as well.
I don't want to go all like grumpy and down on it because I enjoy any excuse for a party. But it's like when the canteen does the food here and it's all got to be Halloween themed. Now, I've not had a look yet at the names of what's on in the canteen, but I'm about to.
Right, let's
and let you know.
Right, we'll tell you in a minute because it's bound to be spooky sausages.
Scott Mills.
So many workplaces will have Halloween themed dishes today in their cafe or restaurant. What have we got?
Okay, they've struggled this week because it's Curry Wednesday and they weren't sure what to do with that one, but they've gone for everything else. So we've got Wizard's Beef and Blood Tomato Soup.
That's one.
Of course. That is one. Devilish spicy squash and pumpkin soup. Of course, pumpkins have got to be on. Scary food. And my favourite, which they're calling devil's fingers.
What's that even?
King prawns.
Oh. I like it when it doesn't relate in any way. Like, David in Durham bought a Halloween pasty yesterday. It was just bacon, cheese, sausage and beans. Only thing scary, the price. Grant's been on with his work menu today. Scream of tomato soup, macaroni sleaze, the devil's chicken and a baguette with creepy crawlers. They've really pushed the bat out there, haven't they?
Scott Mills.
I'm loving some of the food that is getting sent in. Halloween-themed food for lunch today, like the mouldy carrot and parsnip soup. Where else do you get away with that?
I know.
That's straight up calling something mouldy.
Yeah, but it's fine, cause Halloween.
Cause Halloween.
Hello, Glyn has just had a witch's nose. It's a sausage roll with some flaky pastry.
Rachel's having, and I'm intrigued to know what makes this different, zombie lasagna.
It'll just be normal lasagna, you know that. Coming up, can I talk to you about the peak geekery that was happening last night online? Who actually watches that event? You know the one where they come out with all the new products? It's the one that rhymes with Wapple. I was specifically told by someone close to me to leave them alone last night while they watched it, where they unveil the new products. I don't get it. Who actually enjoys watching that?
Scott Mills.
Hello, Laura in Bristol, who was specifically also told to leave her boyfriend Sam alone while he watched the event last night with their new products. Do you know you can now get a pencil for your tablet which you can have your name engraved on? It was peak geekery last night. Here's a little insight.
And I'm incredibly excited today to introduce an all-new MacBook Air with a Retina display and a whole lot more.
The familiar aluminum bezel of the current MacBook Air is gone. And when it comes to resolution, we've taken the pixels and quadrupled them.
You go, girl.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Tom, who's about to have a cheese and ham ghosty. And Joanne in Aberdeen, who's having a barbecue and cheese pizza tonight. It's just barbecue and cheese, but they're calling it black slime because Halloween. Not black slime.
Scott Mills.
Oh, yes, it looks like the ghosting is strong at this time of year.
Radio 1.
I have someone on the line that claims to be Britain's most haunted person. Hello, SJ.
Hiya.
Why are you Britain's most haunted?
I've been ghosted quite a lot.
Oh.
It's happened quite a lot.
Okay, yeah. Talk me through them.
Okay, well, one that stands out, actually, is this guy has done it to me twice. So I've been on this dating app. This guy was chatting to me, got chatting to him, and then he just, like, vanished. We didn't swap numbers or anything. He just vanished. So I didn't think much of it at the time, chatting to other people. So, yeah, like, he just comes back out of nowhere and just starts messaging me again. So I thought, like, I said to him, why did you disappear? And he said, oh, I started dating somebody. So I was like, okay, fair enough.
Fine. Honest.
Yeah, that didn't work out. Anyway, so I was like, should we just swap numbers, as we've spoke before? So, yeah, we swap numbers. We get chatting on the old WhatsApp. We planned a date, and he was like, I've been underpaid. I haven't been paid as much as I usually get. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to pay you out. I know.
I've been underpaid.
I've never heard that as an excuse. I'm going to have to cancel. I've been underpaid.
That's a great
one. Yeah, I messaged him saying, oh, I'm gutted that you've lost interest. I said, because you seem like a genuine, like, nice guy. And then he read it, and then I didn't get anything back.
Oh, we cover a lot of these ghosting stories on the show. We're kind of the show for it, I reckon.
But you are.
Yeah.
Most haunted.
The underpaying excuse is one of the best I think we've ever heard in relation to ghost stories.
It's poor.
There's definitely something more in that. We've often talked to the ghosts and people who ghost and people who've been ghosted. But yeah, the excuses that you give when you want to ghost is a good one.
Yeah, and I'd like to know what excuses people have used and also the ones that you've had used on you.
Yes.
Let us know, please. Normal channels at BBCR18199. So is that the only ghosting or are you even more haunted?
Quite a few times. Like, I actually went out on a date with a guy and we planned a second date. It was going great. We were talking on the phone and everything. So the day that we were actually meant to go on a date, I didn't hear from him all day. But then until the evening, I said, oh, what's happening? And he was like, oh, I'm stuck at work. And he just, like, sent me a picture of his desk. So I was just like, okay, all right, that's fine. And then, like, he called me when he was on his way home from work and we were chatting. Everything was fine. So I thought, oh, great, we'll just rearrange. And that was it. Never heard from him again.
Meeting all these flaky men?
Yeah, maybe we need to do something with you. Maybe exercise you or something. I don't know what we need to do. You know what I mean? Strike the ghosts away sort of thing. That's be gone, ghosts.
Be gone.
Scott Mills.
Oh, wow. People are so weird. They're so weird.
That's quite an offensive thing to say.
Right, what about the girl that... this Ross from Exeter, OK? Ross from Exeter... was speaking to a girl and she didn't get back to him. He left it for a week and then she was like, I'm sorry, I was making toast.
Yeah.
He left it a week, love.
The problem is there is no excuse for ghosting, really, is there? There's nothing that you can say.
Nah,
that isn't really severe.
We've all done it. Like Tom, the girl he was speaking to, he actually turned up at the date, was there on time. Half an hour goes by. She's like, I'm still washing my hair.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Jade and Chester. Was talking to a guy for about a month. Was supposed to meet for a date with him on Saturday. He then texted her saying, I'm afraid it's too cold for me to meet you outside. Not heard from him since.
Too cold.
It was cold, mind.
Yeah, but too cold to turn up. Especially if the other person's turned up. Nah, too cold for me.
James and Kent. Feels bad about this, but I think he did once tell a girl that he'd broken down, pulled over on the side of the road, lifted the bonnet, took a picture and sent it to get out of the date.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with your car. Oh, here we go. All the ghosts are coming out now, cos Halloween. Ooh. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
Are you a ghost?
I am. I do a lot of ghosting.
Okay. And not afraid to admit it?
No, not at all. I think just... especially being on dating apps as well, you can just be put off so easy.
Right.
So easy done.
So okay. you just can't be bothered with the sort of the afters on a date. You just think, well, if it's not working, I'll just move on. Move on immediately.
Yeah, or sometimes just stop texting them after a bit because they're just, you know, and just get bored.
Because you're a ghost.
Yeah, but all year round, you know, I've been ghosted as well, where you'll go on a couple of dates and then they'll just fall off the face of the earth. It's...
Right. What is it that makes you... What is it makes you do it, though? Is it just you just get bored of them or you just think, oh, no, yeah, that's a bit strange, no, bye?
Yeah, like they can just turn strange all of a sudden, or they can just like start calling you hun, and you're just like, no.
Too early for that.
So this Halloween, would you say you're ghosting more than normal?
I do ghost quite a lot, but I think this time of year, you know, definitely.
Yeah, tis the season to be ghosting. Scott Mills.
That's true, I did just ghost her. I cut her off mid-sentence. Ha! How do you like it now? I didn't mean to, sorry. I thought you'd finished talking. Hey, what do you want in the Bumbleo Gap today? That's coming up. Spooky Bumbleo.
Oh, is it a Halloween-themed?
Not really.
Oh.
But let's say it is anyway, like everything else. 81119, tell me what you want in the gap today. Scott Mills. Who is ready for the downward slide towards the weekend? Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ben, 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 ben. Here we go. Ben, 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 ben. First, because it's Halloween, classic Derek Acora from Most Haunted.
What is it, Derek? You all right?
Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Richard.
Again.
What is it, Derek? You all right?
Been possessed.
Mary loves Dick. Harry loves
Richard.
Was he Mary in that? I can't remember how it really played out.
I think he was.
So talking in third person as well. Because if you are being possessed by Mary and you love Dick, you'd just say, I love Dick, wouldn't you? Rather than... Anyway.
Yeah, there's a man called Richard, yeah. Gemma Collins tells someone to go and get a release form.
Over there. How are you, darling? You look absolutely stunning.
Thank you. Put a bit of weight on, but I'm...
No, you are rocking it. You look absolutely beautiful.
To you.
Oh, have a great day, hon. Bye.
See what I'm saying? Women get down about their weight, and this is why I'm here, to change their lives. Giving that lady that compliment today will make her feel special. Do you want to get a release form from her? Run after her. Run after her. We need a release form.
Oh, and from Funny Business yesterday...
We have the widest selections of knobs in Berkshire.
Good. Who watched the Apple event last night?
The MacBook Air has another new feature that customers have been asking for, and that's Touch ID.
Not worth a clap. From earlier in the week...
I am Francois, the nose.
Remember Ross Kemp at the World Cup?
You will never know what that means to me. That is everything! Everything! We love you, boys. We love you.
What a great time. And this man from BBC Breakfast.
And you look in pretty good nick.
I'm feeling in very good nick. Absolutely. I'm doing... all these exercises, grunt and groan in the mornings.
Not so much exercise needed to keep writing.
My right hand is very well exercised.
And Towie in 30 seconds.
Yeah, good, yeah?
You all right?
Yeah, you?
You all right?
Hello, you all right?
You
all
right?
You all right?
Yeah, you?
You all right?
Yeah, good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
How are you, right?
You're right.
Yeah, good, you?
Yeah, good.
Oh,
good.
I'm good, how are you?
Not bad.
Good.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you?
Hello.
How are you?
All right, Del.
All right. Yeah, you?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Hi.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good.
All right.
How are you doing? You all right?
All right, yeah. You?
All right, yeah, good.
I'm good.
Not really, no.
Bambaleo! Yeah! Come on! Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambaleo! Bambaleo! Treat yourself, it's Wednesday, we're halfway through the week. Send me a message. Hello, Joe is bumbling while praying he gets busted tickets for tomorrow. Deb says, I can't stop laughing at the gap, but sounding pretty bad today as I've got a bad cough and chest infection. Oh, get well.
It's that time of year, people are starting to get a bit of sort of winter colds and all that. Steve spreading muck right now in Wincanton.
Aaron from Milton Keynes loved the gap and is bumbling his VAT return off.
Hello to Alex from Farmington's mum.
Alex is cooking eggs and bacon right now because it gives it more stability. Sam in St. Helens, hi. Chris, bumbling his Halloween's off. Lou off of Preston. Simon in a rainy Gretna. George raking grass in North Wales. Lara in Stockport laughing randomly at her desk at the Gap clips.
Was a good Gap today, to be fair. Cranny and Wally bumbling their trowels off in Peterborough.
Hannah and Andy, that's it, bumbling in the car in Kidderminster.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Any more? Oh, look, it's Dave from Beckles. Sam and Steve building a haunted house. Oh. Not really, though.
Just haunted today. Yeah. Sophie and Fen bumbling their sewing machines off in pool.
Grant and Stee in Telford loving the Gap.
Emma the dog walker bumbling puppies off.
Ryan, Charlie and Jacob doing bits and loving the Gap. And Becca getting her back doors done in Burton.
Okay, good.
See you, Elsie! Everyone in that song is having as much fun as it sounds.
No, but they're obviously told to do that, and they're doing a very convincing job of making it sound fun.
Ella Eyre is really, really pulling out all the stops on that. She's like, yeah, woo, sing, yeah, just got paid. Megan Trainor literally did on her voice notes. And shout out to Megan there for mentioning taking her check to the bank in that song. Hey! Talking of which, Halloween is coming up with Scarlett. Now, I'm afraid to say her surname because apparently I'm doing it wrong.
I think you overthink it. So you're like, Scarlett Moffat.
Yes, I noticed this earlier. What? How do you say it then?
Scarlett Moffat. No, Scarlett...
See now? No one knows. Scarlett Moffat?
What's Scarlett the Moffat? What's the rhyme?
Off of Saturday night.
Little Miss Moffat. Wasn't it? What they sat on? What were they sat on? A toffet.
A toffet.
Eating curds and whey.
Something that you think is a bit retro, you've not heard for a while. Like, do you remember when you used to put hula hoops on your fingers before eating them? More of that on Halloween coming up with Scarlett and...
Moffat.
Just after three. I'm really self-conscious of it now.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
We've got a Halloween special with Scarlett Moffat coming up. Yes, Ben.
How's it going?
Good. On the Orkney Islands, are you Kirkwall or are you Stromness?
We're Kirkwall.
Kirkwall, okay, cool.
Go on, Ben.
I love Orkney Islands. I did a little gig there once in a club.
Did you?
Yeah. What club would that have been, Ben?
That would have been Fusion.
It was Fusion, yes.
You didn't fancy that one then, Ben?
I think I was off the island when it was going on.
Yeah, good excuse. Yeah, yeah. What's happening today in Orkney, please?
Let's see, not a great deal. I've got my day off work because I do the weekends, so yeah, just chilling and cleaning up the house and what have you.
Okay, right. So do you have a person that you normally pick on bangers, or are you 50-50?
I normally go for Chris, I'm afraid to say.
Okay, well, here's my offering today. Please at least give it a try. No noises either way from Ben on this one.
Trying to hold my poker face.
It's best song ever, One Direction.
It's a horrific choice.
It's pretty poor.
Why do you hate it so
Halloween,
much?
It's a good thing on Halloween, that, isn't it? I assume that's why you've done it.
Oh, I see.
Do you remember once there was a dance show on that evening and we had to talk all about it? And we thought we'd been really funny because it was on Halloween, going, there's going to be some absolutely horrific mixing.
Yeah.
Some terrible tunes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they were impressed.
Yeah, it was like a Radio 1 Halloween dance party thing. We're like, it's going to be some terrifying mixing. All right, so that's my choice.
Or you can have my choice, Leigh Benn, which is this. I love this song so much. This is Alex Guardino. I'm in love.
Guardino?
Guardino. Oh, what a banger. I'd love to hear this.
I'm in love. Brackets, I want to do it.
Brackets, I want to do it.
Well, unfortunately, chaps, you've not really swung me either way today, but...
All right, so we just cancel the whole thing then?
What are you expecting?
Well, I don't know. So something banging.
What are we doing?
One D was just a lot worse. So it's going to be Chris.
Oh,
that's the spirit.
Sorry, literally. That's just the way of it, isn't it?
I'm going to resign.
Fluids. This is Riyad and Alex, and we are back for another round of stories of sexual encounters gone sideways.
You're not a little Jedi.
Oh my God, I am terrified.
We cover everything in and out of the bedroom.
From the embarrassing to the unusual.
The bed just goes, nah mate, and folds up on everybody. It's wildly unpredictable.
And could go just about anywhere, and usually does.
Would you have sex in a port-a-loo though?
I haven't.
Download it now from BBC Sound. Or wherever you found this podcast.
BBC Radio 1, someone says SMH when best song ever doesn't get picked on bangers. That's Sensitive Solo on Twitter. Okay. Ollie in Mid Wales, I'm glad it was Chris's banger. Scott's is an awful choice. That's a good One Direction song. I will not have that being said on my watch.
Listen, fair few people saying we need to up our game here. I disagree. I thought that was a banger. Good to win again.
Hey, what do you think of your new emojis? Have you tried them out yet?
There's some new emojis.
There's some new ones today if you do the update.
Well, what's on there?
You can now get a redhead man.
Okay.
Red man, red hair, yeah.
I always think what they do is, when they have to update it, it suggests there's been a campaign to get things on.
Well, yeah, the gingers wanted some...
Right, I see where you're going with it. I thought you meant redhead. I thought you meant it was just going to be like a guy with a red face or something. I don't know, sunburn.
Also, the llamas have done a petition, so they've got an emoji as well.
Sweet.
Also, the bagels have been on.
Okay.
Bagel one. And badgers as well. They've done a campaign.
They weren't on before.
No badges before. You'll find that there is one now.
Scott Mills.
And hello, Tom in Brighton. It says, oh, good, I've been waiting for a llama emoji. Useless. You never know. Do you know what? I am always asking you, I know, but I hope that one day you will surprise me and appear in my inbox saying, hi, Scott, yes, I do want to find out from my parents when and where I was conceived on your feature. Where do you think they were? I know it's a tough ask, but you do get an epic birthday shout-out from loads of famouses on Radio 1. All I need to do is speak to you and one or both of your parents, and they will describe the gruesome details. Last week's episode was called The Original Netflix and Chill, and our listener Courtney had to sit there and listen while her mum explained everything about where she was made.
All I was worried about was that my dad was listening as he was in the bedroom next door.
Okay, very interesting here. So, was it sort of early evening or was it...
No, it was later in the evening, and for once, Nick was allowed to stay over. I think it was just presumed that we would be watching TV.
Mm. Always interesting this, isn't it, when your parents let you stay over. If you're going out with someone, it's always the first time that you've got to go over to someone's house, right, Scott? And it's always tricky. Are we doing the separate rooms thing, or are we doing the sofa downstairs, or are we in the same room, but one on floor, one in bed? What was the situation? What were you actually... what were the arrangements there?
We were just going in the room to watch TV. That's all.
Yeah, so this was the original Netflix and chill. So back in the day, for you...
Okay, let me just check on Courtney. Hang on, no one's checked. Courtney, how are you feeling?
A bit concerned that it was in my granddad's room.
Yeah, that's not the best. Hey, listen, though. You've probably never had this conversation with your parents before. Get it done on Radio 1, take one for the team, and then you can enjoy your epic birthday shout-out.
Well, that's it, isn't it? We need you for this show. We all got to chip in. Look, I've had to do some well embarrassing stuff for the good of this show and your entertainment.
Thank you.
Time for you guys to chip in as well.
Oh. So, send a simple email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I will need to speak to one of your parents, and then they will describe the details of when and where you were made. Fun to listen to, right? Believe me, it's really fun taking part. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We will have another Where Do You Think They Were tomorrow for you on the show.
Scott Mills.
Chris, I think you'll find there was only one person that we could possibly invite for our Halloween show. It's... Scarlett Moffat. That's not
that,
true.
That
it's
just sounds this... like an insult.
No, this is the only time she...
just a little bit, doesn't it? I don't know if that's a good thing or not. It's like, she's so scary.
No, it's not that. It's just that this is the only time you're available.
She can do Halloween.
I'm honoured to be on your Halloween show.
Welcome.
I am.
I haven't seen you since we went to Alton Towers together.
I know. We had fun.
That was a year ago, you know.
That went so quick.
I know. We went to Alton Towers with some of the teen heroes from the Teen Awards last year.
Right.
Loads of fun.
Yeah, we're both scared of rides, of everything.
Yeah, the kids were like, right, okay, Scott, Scarlett, what should we go on next? We were like...
The teacups, that's always fun.
So when do you go to the jungle then? When are you off?
I am off the day after Bonfire Night.
Do you pack well in advance for it or...?
I'm already packed.
Are you?
Yeah, that's proper keen, that, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean, though? I knew you'd be the kind of person that's already packed.
Swashy has...
Swashy, as we call him.
Joe Swash, who is a funny little onion.
Yeah.
I'm laughing. It's not funny. His car got broken into. It's because in my head I'm picturing him say it. All of his Australian clothes got stolen.
No.
Yeah, so he's having to just... No,
what
he's just going to have to
Australian
buy them.
Clothes?
So, like, all of his show
his
outfits.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, so he's going to have to buy all new clothes when he's out there.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's his fault for keeping his car unlocked. Like,
but... I love it what he does on your show, though. I think it's wicked because the guy's had to eat so many testicles, hasn't he?
No, he loves
over
it.
The years.
Like, more than anyone, because he has to do all the... He does all the tasks.
Yeah. He does
every time.
It. He loves it.
I think if you blindfolded him, he could differentiate against, like, that's a kangaroo testy, that's a camel testy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in the know.
Oh,
he's
an expert. Knows his balls.
100% does.
Yeah.
Because he's eaten so many.
Yeah, he loves it. Does.
Right. Be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who's going in the jungle? What was that?
No, I don't have a clue.
Look me in the eye, Scott. Yeah, you do.
I can't. No, honestly, we don't know. Again, because of Joe Swash, he once told his nana the lineup. She went to the Norfolk Gazette.
No way.
Yeah, and then it got out.
It all got leaked through that.
It was the biggest scoop that the Norfolk Gazette had ever had. So now we're not allowed to know because of that.
That's brilliant.
All right, well, if we work on the assumption you do know...
Well, no, like, Joe's messed it up for all of them.
Okay, well, you don't need to say who's on it. Yeah. Is it a good lineup, would you say? And don't, you know, be honest.
I don't know who the lineup is, so I wouldn't know.
You do.
No, I think it's going to be very interesting.
Interesting means someone really controversial is on.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Yeah. I like it when there's like an MP or something.
Mm.
You can't handle this, can you? She's like, right, move on.
Yeah. Have we got a game to play?
I really have. Right, we're going to move on. We're going to play a track, and then we've got a little Who game. Scarlett's heard the game before, doesn't get it, like many people. So, back in a sec.
Scott Mills.
Right, we're going to play the Who game. Scarlett, if something is a little bit retro from the past, all you've got to do is say it and then go, Who? Do you understand?
Because you're saying Who, like it's... Like, that you don't remember what it is anymore.
Yeah, it's really
but
hard to explain.
But if I do remember it, do I say Who?
Yeah.
So you just say Who with everything retro?
I understand your confusion.
Do you know what it is? You're too clever for this game.
Yeah.
It's actually not thought through at all.
No.
You just say something really retro and just go, Who?
Well, okay. I love it. I love listening to it, so let's do it.
Coke cans in sunglasses that dance to the radio. Who? Remember that?
I do remember that, yeah.
I used to have the little dancing plastic Coke cans.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I don't remember that.
No.
I don't.
That did happen.
Or what about...
None of these things have happened to Scarlett.
What about... we've got to keep going until she gets one.
Yeah.
What about eyelashes on car lights? Hello?
More like, what?
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 No,
why
have you not seen that?
None of these things have happened in the Northeast.
They haven't?
Did you just exist from, like, 3 years ago?
No, but why would someone put eyelashes on the car?
It's just what people did, honestly.
Do you know what? I think you're a perfect fit for this game.
I must know one thing. Come on, I must know one thing.
Okay, but we're going to... We're going to give you a few minutes to think about it.
Okay.
And we'll come back after this.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's go around the room. We'll start with our callers, actually. Jonah.
Hey, I've got Darius Dinesh.
Hello.
Yes, she got
one. Do you know
one.
What? I've got a story about him.
Go.
Is he the one who was on Pop Idol?
Yes.
So I once went to see him with my family at the Pop Idol concert, and when it went really quiet, I shouted, because I loved him.
You were shouting,
I shouted, I love you, Darius, and the whole of the Metro Radio Arena started laughing. They started laughing at us.
Nah.
I love you.
Yeah, I love him.
Colourblind's a tune.
Yeah. Line two, who's that?
It's Lou.
Go on, Lou.
Purple ketchup. Hello!
What's purple ketchup then?
Yeah, that was a thing for a while.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, shall I have a go?
Go on then.
Doing a cycling proficiency test. Ho!
I remember that at school. Yeah, I do remember that.
Scarlett.
Yeah.
Go.
0800. Reverse. Who?
I like the way she does it.
Who? Chris.
Wagon wheels. How?
Like they're still a thing.
Yeah, no one eats them anymore, the surely.
Yeah, they do. My little sister has them in her
and
lunch.
I bet you they're tiny. Like a little 10p coin.
No, I just think they looked bigger because your hands were smaller as a child.
Do you reckon?
I think that's what it is.
Maybe.
Jonah.
Carol Smiley.
Oh. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
Wasn't she? Didn't she do the jungle?
Probably. Oh, did she?
I think she did. Probably.
Probably did.
I think she did.
Lou?
Keeping your Beanie Babies in pristine condition because one day they'll be worth thousands.
You get it now, don't you?
Yeah, I get it now.
You're fully on board. Telling someone to get off the internet so you could use the phone. Ho!
Oh, that was so annoying when your mum would shout up and she'd be like, what are you doing? It'd be like, that noise.
Scarlett.
Money prize sachets in crisps. Ho!
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd be really salty when you got them out. You know what I mean? You had to try and get into the little... They were blue, weren't they?
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying your Halloween style. Ooh, as well.
Ooh.
Jonah!
Are you collecting the computers for school vouchers?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You get thousands of them.
So many.
Also, didn't you love it when you go to the supermarket and roll it over because you didn't have kids? So it'd go to like, you'd go, you can have my vouchers. Then they'd roll them on and roll them on. And then someone at the end of it with a child would get like all the paper. So good.
There will be a timer when time is up. So that's when you've really got to rush your answers. Okay.
Okay.
Lou?
Getting an answer with all the pens and paints from your nan at Christmas.
Getting what?
An answer with all the pens and painting from your nan.
Oh.
Everyone got one.
Quick. Well, there goes the timer. Shag bands. Ho!
Yes. That's on. Fine.
The really wild show.
With Chris Packham. Oh, he's not a who's.
And Michaela Strachan. Packham and Strachan.
Is that so bad?
Because it sounds like an instruction, doesn't it?
Digimons! Who?
Yeah. Ho! Hollyoaks Babes Calendar! Ho!
Chris used to get one every year.
From my gran. But she didn't know she was funding it.
Our one's got a Jack Ryder one.
Oh, God.
Not from your nan.
No, not from me nan.
Were you a big fan of Jack Ryder?
Oh, I loved him. I proper loved him.
Was he
that was proper
extended?
Baby oil, wasn't it? Sort of,
wasn't
I imagine.
Wasn't he Sonia's lad?
No, Jack Ryder was...
Jamie,
yes, maybe what?
Jamie...
Yeah, I'm sure he went out with Sonia.
I think you're right.
He did.
Ooh!
Confirmed. Oh, Scarlett Moffat, you're a joy.
Thanks.
Well, I'll see you on my telly in the jungle, won't I?
Yeah.
You'll be really
you.
Far away and in the future.
Oh, Dorothy freaks us out when I think about that too.
In the future.
Scott Mills.
I appear to have agreed to do some pumpkin carving tonight.
Oh, really? You're not going to be one of those that types, that carves rude words into the pumpkin, are you?
I won't do that because I'm doing it with my goddaughter, so I will pretend to enjoy it, even though I won't, because let me tell you something. Pumpkin guts are gross.
Pumpkin guts, not called that.
When you scoop it out, it's the worst. And the seeds give me anxiety.
Apparently they're laxatives, so they give you something else.
I can't bear it. Just the consistency of it, the smell of it. Like, pumpkin soup would be my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
But you know when it's like raw pumpkin?
It's sort of squidgy and gross, let's be real.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Audrey, who sent me an email. Says, I was listening to your podcast yesterday and noticed your conversation about Facebook friends. I am all for Facebook friending absolutely everyone I know. Why not? I'm currently finishing high school in Melbourne, Australia, and have Facebook friended all of my high school teachers. Is that weird?
Yes. Grimmy's, that is weird.
Hello, Grimmy.
Hi.
Grimmy's here as well. P.S. I'm a long-time podcast listener. Love your show. Currently listen to it every day to get me through my final exam period. Relieved my stressful day. Chloe is joining in on this as well. Hey, Chloe.
Hello.
What are you saying?
Well, I heard you talking yesterday about deleting people on Facebook when it's their birthday, and I was like, that's what I do. I delete people on their birthday.
Because their name pops up and it's just the obvious thing to do. It's like, actually, they're not going to notice. And
yeah,
it just reminds me I don't want to be friends with this person.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say happy birthday, so they're gone.
Exactly. I don't have time to go through my Facebook friends to delete them. So on their birthday, their name pops up.
The thing is, though, when it pops up as their birthday, it reminds you of how irrelevant they are to you.
Exactly.
I think if you can't even be bothered to write two words to them once a year, they shouldn't be your friend.
Or even an HBD. Yeah. If you can't be bothered with that.
Off. Bye.
One. Scott Mills.
Shout out for you, one of the people that fully enjoyed the live stream of the new product launch for the company that sounds like Wapple last night. I was specifically told to leave someone alone while it was on. That's how much they're into it. If you didn't hear any of the peak geekery or see it, listen how overjoyed they are and how hard they clap at the end.
And I'm incredibly excited today to introduce an all-new MacBook Air with a Retina display and a whole lot more.
The familiar aluminum bezel of the current MacBook Air is gone.
It's gone.
And when it comes to resolution, we've taken the pixels and quadrupled them.
Oh, well done.
The MacBook Air has another new feature that customers have been asking for.
Go on.
And that's Touch ID.
Oh, yes! Yes, Touch ID!
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 o'clock, and we've done something super fun with Anne-Marie, which I know you're going to really enjoy. Can't say too much, but listen tomorrow from 1. Meanwhile, with this podcast, rate it, subscribe it, and tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Whoa!